Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, I got my 2.6 hours of sleep. Time to get another day started. Let's start out with some social posting. Now, I'm not sure who did this, but it masterfully captures the sweeping, cinematic, spectacular presence that my opponent, good old Lion Joe, brings to office with him. And hit send.
Call us for a special caring touch.
By the way, thanks, South Carolina, for coming out to vote today. And now, from Times Square, it's the Fat Kevin Show.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps,
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media,
is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from his Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Honey and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Tonight, making America great again, Fred Flights and Mary Jo Ginchard. Enough already, says Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. Times Square tripping and Trump doing stand-up. Plus, Gaius believes while Thomas Stout, Joey Vahidi, and Kirk Wallen from The Chosen. And for the first time ever, Justin Timberlake in the spotlight. From Times Square, where a confused Nikki Haley was last seen handing out "Vote for Me" leftover stickers, here's the.
About who should be the nominee that can win a general election, because nothing gets fixed if we lose. And that's what this is all about, is we've got to look at the fact that 60% of Americans think Donald Trump's too old and Joe Biden's too old. And we have a country at stake.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. It's a big one in South Carolina tonight, as expected. President Trump beating Nikki Haley once again. But you just heard her there. She doesn't think that this is about winning elections. She keeps talking about winning an election that she's not winning the right to get qualified to be at yet. It's kind of backwards, isn't it? I mean, it's one thing. So she's been running around on the campaign trail for the last number of weeks, touting this poll that came out sometime last year that said 70% of American voters don't want Trump. They don't want Biden. No, they want something else. And she thought that she could be that something else for those people. It's a pretty understandable strategy a year ago when the poll came out. But she's still touting that poll, and it is obviously clear. So for the fact that the voters are speaking loudly about their particular desires in this situation, it should not come to anyone's surprise that she didn't do well tonight. Until you win, you're not doing anything. And she lost in Iowa, came in third, came in second in a two-person race in New Hampshire. She lost the Nevada caucus, which she didn't compete in for some reason, and it was the contest that had the delegates. She lost in the Nevada primary, which she did compete in, even though it didn't have delegates, and she came in second to a category that said none of these voters. Now she's lost in the Virgin Islands, and now she's lost in her home state. And next week, friends, it's Super Tuesday. I mean, it's all on. This is the, well, we've got Michigan in between, and then you've got Super Tuesday. So the game is rolling, but her mindset is that she's still in this. And I just got to say, and I've been saying this for a while, that after tonight, Nikki Haley needs to shutter the campaign, get on board, be a Republican, do what she can do to help win the election in the fall, because she does have sway with voters. She does have a certain sliver of the population that she influences. There's good that she can do for her nation. But if she says, well, I didn't win, so I'm taking my ball and going home, then she's not going to even be a spouse. She's not going to be living up to the ideas and values and everything else that she's engendered thus far on the campaign trail. And it's very interesting. I've got some right of center friends that, you know, have kind of taken to this idea that she is going to be like the savior of all of this. Like she's the future for the Republican Party. I don't think from her political standpoint, she's old time establishment. She is big, big warmongering foreign policy. She does have some similar approaches to economics and things as though Trump does. But Trump is the one that rewrote the entire canon for the Republican Party. It is a working class party now that is interested in helping the working man and woman get what they need out of their life, keep government out of their life as much as they can, and help them see a better day. But there's big challenges. You've got the economy, which is not improved. You've got national security. That's a big issue. You've got the southern border. You've got education and the woke agenda in the public schools. These are all things that she could help influence voters on for the general election, because she knows that President Trump's policies on all these things are going to lean in a direction that the Biden administration has fought hard against. So tonight, Nikki has a chance to do the right thing, to hang it up and say, not my time. It is time to make this a contest of ideas, a genuine contest of genuine ideas, ideas that put America first, that say we have American exceptionalism. We need to reinforce the values that we are built on, or America last, which is what you've had for the last 3.5 years. And the reason why so many people are doing so poorly. These two sets of ideas are going to be now on the ballot come November. Nikki Haley can play a role in helping the America First ideal be put forward. She can actually play a significant role in helping undecided voters come to the table. But if she continues to tout this, you know, they're both too old and I'm the only answer to all of it, which clearly the voters don't want. Clearly. In all 6 or 7 contests that she's now lost, plus the one she lost that Trump wasn't even in, she's lost everything. She just keeps losing. Anyway, that's thoughts on what's going on in South Carolina tonight. Now, last week, we gave away our first That Kevin Show coffee mug. Tonight, we're drawing another name at the top of hour 2, and I want you to stick around. Because if you've registered, if you've sent your registration to register for a chance to win, your name could be drawn tonight in just after the 10 o'clock hour East Coast time. That's coming up in hour 2. Now, the reason you might want to register to win a coffee mug anyway is we're going to give one away each week for the rest of this year. So if you didn't win this week and you registered, you're still registered. You could win next week. And on the weekend of July 4th, we're going to draw a name of those that have registered thus far to win a $1,000 cash prize from That Kevin Show, payable to you as the winner, if you have registered for the mug contest. We're going to give away a mug every week. You're going to have a chance to win a mug every week. Beautiful. We got the white with the black logo, and we've got the black with the white logo. We've got both kinds. Your chance to win that every week, every Saturday night, right here on That Kevin Show. But the other reason you might want to register is that you could have a chance to win the $1,000 drawing of those who have mugs. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to celebrate America's birthday by giving someone $1,000. All right? Get registered. Here's how you do it. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. 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 That's where you go to win and register to win and be included in the opportunity to win all coming up. I'm Kevin McCullough. So glad that you're with us tonight. Huge show, by the way. Did you see that guest list? Oh, my goodness. We get started with America First's very own Fred Flights coming right back after this first break here on That Kevin Show. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
From New York, it's that Kevin Show.
See, I knew it.
Come on, Kev. What's a few classified documents between friends?
I told you all the time. I knew it. I knew he had some, too.
Here he is, that Kevin. Kevin McCullough.
And welcome back to Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us at that Kevin Show. Always very entertained to learn about the condition of national security. I'm always wanting to make sure that I kind of have a grasp of what's going on, can tell you about it. But I much prefer to bring in the people that understand it a lot more. And my next guest has done that on several different levels. He served the former president, Donald Trump. He was also chief of staff of the National Security Council. He is now the vice chair of the America First Policy Institute's Center for American Security. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Mr. Fred Biden. Fred, thanks for all that you're doing and all that you've done. There's a lot of hot spots on planet Earth right now, and they weren't in existence when the Trump administration left office, and they don't seem to be improving as much. Let me start with the area of Iran. We are seeing them be more bellicose than ever. They are attacking ships in the Strait. They've come after our people. I feel like, have had an insufficient response to their aggressiveness. From where you sit and from your knowledge of what the former president thought about such things, where is the Biden administration going wrong?
You know, it's really worth stressing up front that the world is much more unstable than it was when President Trump was in office. There's no question about that, from the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan to the growing threats from Iran.
I just heard him double down on this last week and insist that he did the right thing there, even this long afterwards.
On Afghanistan?
Yes, Biden did.
Well, it's, you know, this is a man who made climate change the number one national security threat to the United States. His national security policy is incoherent. It's not just incompetent. And it doesn't surprise me that somehow Biden thinks his Afghanistan policy was a success. They're flailing. And when it comes to Iran, we have a situation where Iran has made enormous gains in its nuclear program. Since January 2021, when Joe Biden came into office, Iran had never engaged to the 60% level in uranium enrichment until Biden became president. That's just a hair below weapons grade. It's made other advances in its nuclear program, which means it could make enough enriched uranium to fuel one bomb in about 2 weeks. Now, that uranium would have to be further processed, but still, they're far too close to a weapon. But when it comes to standing up to Iran, it's clear that Iran has taken advantage of a power vacuum in the Middle East to advance its interests. But the problem is we have people like Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo who say, well, we have to stand up to Iran, so let's start bombing Iran. I'm worried about that approach. First of all, I want Congress involved if we cross a red line like that. Congressman Michael Waltz said we need Congress to sign off to give some type of authorization for such a serious step. But what worries me is that Biden is incompetent of putting out some type of serious escalation like that to Iran. I think there'd be a wag-the-dog scenario where Biden might bomb something symbolic or sink an Iranian ship to sound like he's tough. We have to have a serious response to Iran. I don't think it's going to happen under this administration. We need a new president who will be decisive, use military force prudently, but also use it in a way that our enemies can't be sure what our president is going to do.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. We're speaking with Fred Flights of the America First Policy Institute. Iran obviously has funded the work that the Houthis and Hamas and others in the region are carrying out right now. What is the likelihood
that they will continue to behave as such, even through the election? Is it to their advantage to try to make hay while the sun shines, as my grandfather would say? Or are they accelerating things now because they are afraid if Trump comes back into office, their days are numbered?
I think American adversaries around the world are going to take advantage of this lack of leadership by an American president to advance their interests between now and next January. They're worried Trump will come back in and he'll be a president who they don't want to deal with, who may use military force if it's in America's interests, and will use sanctions and other measures short of war to protect our security. I heard some reports over the weekend that the Iranians have asked their proxies to stop attacking American interests, American troops firing at ships in the Red Sea. I'm skeptical that that's true. I want to hear more details on it. I think Iran's proxies will keep attacking, keep undermining security as long as Biden's president.
I don't think that it takes a brain surgeon to figure that part out. But when we're talking about the weakness that the current administration has shown, there seems to be an area that I kind of keep running back into, and that is we kind of empowered them to do this through the blackmailing of our own energy policy by not pumping oil and natural gas and making it available for cheap prices to our European allies. We allowed Putin in Russia and the mullahs in Iran to get quite rich off of an $80+ per barrel of oil. And when bad guys get rich, they do bad things. How tied to this current conflict and the instability that you cited at the top of the interview, how much is that connected to energy policy? And could we begin to change that if we went in a different direction ASAP?
It's pretty clear that Russia has been greatly enriched by Biden's war on domestic energy production. It's created opportunities for other energy producers. And, you know, this recent decision by Biden to freeze LNG exports from the United States, that's not just helping other producers. That's convincing other nations that we're just not a reliable supplier of energy, and to strike deals with other countries such as Russia and Qatar and Iran. I mean, that's bad for our economy. It's bad for global security. But I think a lot of this can be fixed with a new president who understands that we have to put the interests of the American people first. You know, when Biden came to office, he immediately started feuding with the Saudi royal family over the death of Khashoggi, the
journalist,
Washington Post Iranian journalist who was killed in a Turkish consulate. That was terrible. But President Trump read them the Riot Act over that. That was done. But to ruin our relationship with Saudi Arabia, our energy and security relationship, because Biden wants to be a proxy for the Washington Post, was not in the interest of our country. Eventually, Biden had to back away from that. But the damage has been done. The Saudis think he's a fool. And we could see other nations like Russia and China. They have come into the area. They're striking new relations with the Saudis because both nations see the U.S. as an unreliable ally, and it's something that they can exploit.
This is a very tricky area because foreign policy does ride on sometimes very tender relationships being kept afloat. And I think that we saw just how much damage was done when he then went hat in hand to Saudi Arabia begging for them to sell us oil, and they refused to. We're speaking with Fred Flights of the America First Policy Institute and former assistant to President Donald Trump. Coming right back from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill, extending the deadline further into the month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis rejecting a bill designed to restrict children's access to social media platforms. Despite overwhelming support in both the House and Senate, DeSantis expressed discomfort with its wording. Lawmakers will revisit the issue with a revised bill. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here he is from New York. That Kevin McCullough.
Are you with us? That Kevin Show, thatkevinshow.com, That Kevin Show on all social media. That Kevin Store, if you want one of the cool coffee mugs. We're going to give one of those away yet tonight before we're done. But I want to get to some more discussion with Fred Flights of the America First Policy Institute. I love this Policy Institute. They have added some definitively new viewpoints to the conversation that the think tank world has to offer, and mostly because they came from and around the Trump administration that focused on putting America first. And Fred, I was speaking on behalf of a congressional candidate in the New York area over the weekend, and I just asked the same question that the president asked in the speech he gave the night before the New Hampshire primary, which is, why should the American people ever settle for an American president who does not put America first? Isn't that like the first rule of wanting to be president is that you think your country comes first and that the priorities that are ordered have to be ordered in that way for you to be considered doing a good job. Like if you want to do a terrible job, put China's interest first or Russia's interest first, then we can fire you. I think that's about to happen. I'm hoping so. But there seems to be this willingness on the left to say, no, America should be last. They take it as almost a badge of honor. And when it comes to the welfare of our future policies, as particularly related to foreign policy and national security, I don't feel like we're being vigilant enough. What is your take on that?
These are all great questions. And, of course, the America First approach to national security is regularly smeared by the left as being isolationism or America alone. And that's not true at all. First of all, America First means a strong and decisive president with a competent foreign policy, a president who's prepared to lead a strong military and use military force prudently and to not get us in unnecessary wars. He'll use military force, but not unless there is a real interest for the American people and American interests. And this president also will work productively with allies, like President Trump did, but he also will insist that these allies carry their own weight. What the left thinks is that the U.S. should have foreign policy that's led by the United Nations and by Europe. And I remember so well when Biden went to Europe and the French president said, "Welcome back to the European Club." That epitomizes what America First is not. We want to work with our European allies, but we're not going to let them use their consensus and the United Nations as a constraint on American national security policy. They do not have a veto on what America has to do to protect its national security. And I think that's a message the American people understand.
Well, it's one that we have to make clear during this campaign because there's so much writing on it. You also have some experience and knowledge in the area of national intelligence, and you've written recently, not long ago, about the troubles in some of our domestic agencies and some of our spy agencies that are working to try to gather that intelligence. What are your biggest concerns as we sit in 2024 looking forward for the DIA and the CIA and those that are charged with that task?
Well, these agencies have to get back to the purpose they were created to serve, and that is to provide intelligence to the president to make national security decisions. They are not policy-making agencies. When, you know, intelligence is according to people like John Brennan and other former CIA directors, intelligence is not truth. Intelligence is a form of information. It might be truthful. We want it to be truthful. But if a president looks at intelligence analysis and decides it's wrong, he's going to do something else. He hasn't done anything wrong or illegal. And we have to recognize intelligence is often wrong. It is frequently, maybe most of the time, it is opinion. Now, I think presidents should listen to that opinion, but not if intelligence is being slanted to promote left-wing and globalist agendas. And we know that went on during the Biden administration. John Ratcliffe wrote about an intelligence ombudsman assessment. He wrote about this in January 2021. And it talked about how analysis of Russia and China had been deliberately slanted in the run-up to the 2020 election to not favor positions that would help Donald Trump. It overplayed analysis of Russia meddling, and it tried to ignore analysis of China meddling. When that happens, policymakers lose confidence in our intelligence community. The billions we spend on it is lost, and future presidents won't listen when they have to, when the intelligence community wants to warn about a major threat to our security.
No, that's really well said. Well, it's going to take some lessons learned from the first time, and it's going to need to be an administration full of friends to America First to have those positions. We just lost too much time in the phonies that were there. But I think that AFPI is doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work, and thanks for being with us.
Good to be here. Thank you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Stick around for more of That Kevin next. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Desk in New York, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And Carol Markowitz, writer for the New York Post, podcast host for the Carol Markowitz Show, which you can get anywhere you get your podcasts, and best-selling author of Stolen Youth, a must-read in this election cycle. Carol Markowitz rejoins us. Carol, welcome. Good to see you.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
In your last piece for the Post, you went pretty hard after what should happen to the migrants that are running rampant, creating havoc in places like Times Square and elsewhere. You're saying what I think a lot of Americans are thinking, but what is your opinion as to why the authorities aren't doing more to stop the action?
Well, The problem is that the authorities in places like New York are all Democrats, and even the ones that we think of as sort of more sane, like the mayor or even the governor, which I don't necessarily agree with, but they get that reputation of being more moderate. They still have the leftist base that they have to contend with. So they have this base that wants open borders. And, you know, when I say leftist base, people can, you know, think of like the anarchist, you know, types in the streets, the Antifa types. Sure, that exists, but Chuck Schumer wants to legalize everybody who's in the country illegally. Everybody, not like some portion, not the kids who were born here to, you know, parents who came here illegally. Everybody. So when I say leftist base, I want people to think of somebody like Chuck Schumer, who doesn't want us to have any border, doesn't want us to have any laws in our immigration system. So the Kathy Hochuls and the Mayor Adams of the world have to deal with those people frequently. So what they face is they have to dance around what we would consider a really obvious solution, which is deporting immediately any criminals who commit crimes here. I think that's so obvious. You know, I visited Grand Cayman a number of years ago, and I remember, you know, talking to a waiter there, and it was like we were discussing what their policies were on drug use. And he said any tourist caught using drugs on Grand Cayman is immediately driven to the airport and deported. They don't even want you in their prison system. They're like, you know what, we don't even need to arrest you. Let's just get you on your plane and get you out of here.
That's what we call swift justice. And it's certainly not something that you see in the States. And you talk about the divide between kind of the common sense Democrat and the left. You know, Mayor Adams has taken it a little bit from the administration for saying that his city is full and he doesn't have any more room for people.
I just want to say about that, about Mayor Adams, he has been criticized by the administration. But I want to point out to your listeners and your watchers that he never said stop the border, you know,
right,
stop the border crossings, close the border, let's do something about our border. No, what he's saying is I need more money. If you want me to continue this process where I just take in the migrants and feed them and clothe them and house them and everything, I need more money. So really, it's just a money push for him. It's not about doing the right thing policy-wise. And I hate that he gets credit for being the sane voice when he completely isn't.
Well, he certainly didn't say anything for a long time and, in fact, doubled down on sanctuary status and other things. But I think at some point the headache does become a reality because there are so many people and he doesn't have any place left to put them. And when he tries to sneakily put them across the street from a Catholic private school on Staten Island, people find out about it and they go nuts. So there is a certain degree of accountability that's being held. But I want to go back to this idea. You were talking about the situation when you talked to that waiter in Grand Cayman, and we had worse than that. We had 9 Venezuelan migrants literally beat the hooey out of 2 of NYPD's finest in Times Square. And before you could get the paperwork done, they're back out, not just on the street. Mm-hmm. They're shooting the middle finger to the news cameras that are walking by saying, no, speak English.
Right.
Like, there is such an arrogance to the idea that not only that they're going to be here, but that they're not going to feel bad about anything that they do that's wrong. And Carol, 9 million people have come across this border, of which a good percent of them are these young men's ages and have, I would guess, a similar intent to what these young men are. Is there any concern in your thinking right now that we have a small military-sized group of people here that wish us harm?
I'm deeply concerned about it. In fact, I would say that the two things that I worry about politically right now is what's going on in Israel and what's going on at our border. And that's all I want to kind of write about and talk about, because I think that those things are actually very connected. Kurt Schlichter, I haven't read it yet, but he has a new book out where he describes a scenario that we all fear, which is terrorists coming across our borders, staging attacks on various soft targets, you know, places where people congregate, and what would happen to an America that allows this to happen. Glenn Reynolds from Instapundit covered this week on his Substack, also an amazing read. What would happen to us? What would happen to all of our institutions and neighborhoods, etc.? I think all of this is so scary, and we need to take it so seriously. And I know that you know this, but just to remind your readers, I came to America as a refugee. I just want people to understand that what we have going on is not a refugee crisis. These are not refugees coming to our borders. I didn't have the option. Our family didn't just hop on a flight, you know, from the Soviet Union and come to America. We were allowed into Italy, where we were allowed to apply for refugee status at a variety of countries, and the one that let you in is the one that let you in. It's not like, hi, here I am, take care of me. And the countries that did let us in, we would have to promise not to take public funds. We would have to promise that there would be somebody there to collect us and to make sure that we weren't a drain on the social safety net. Mm-hmm. What we have going on right now is a terrifying situation where we can't afford it. We can't afford to house and clothe and everything that every person in the world wants to come to America. I'm sorry. And then the second part is we have no idea who's coming in. Those double middle finger giving migrants are now spread out throughout the country. We don't know where they are. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what they're doing. And you have a really scary situation where we have no control.
Carol Markowitz, reader in the Post. Watch her, listen to her on that. On the Carol Markowitz show. I started to say that Carol show. I just can't Carol get the, that thing out of my head. That's right. And we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
Stick around for more of That Kevin. Next, That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Timberlake.
They saw what I saw. They revolve the way I felt. They don't know what you want. Baby, I would never tell. If they know what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go. Cause your lips were made for mine. And my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you could blame you. God, your mama made you. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't hate all the guys taking my place, girl, I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. If I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it when you're out looking like you do. But you can't hide it, no. Put you in a frame, oh baby, you can blame you. Glad your mama made you. If I get jealous, I'm selfish.
New music spotlight on Spotify or Apple Music. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.